You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I bet that you already have a pretty clear idea, pretty clear knowledge of things that are most important to you. I bet you do. I bet you could tell me pretty straightforward, pretty easy. Say things like, well, my family's most important to me. My health is really important to me. My finances, my current finances, my financial future. I'm interested in getting better and continually growing and improving as a person. My network, my community is really important. And certainly, you know, just not losing our mind and feeling all chaotic. So having peace of mind. I think that those are pretty universal things. So we already know what matters. Why do so many of us, myself included, struggle to then act like it? Because there's a huge gap between what I know, in this example, what I'm saying matters, and then what I actually do. Because knowing what matters and actually doing what matters are two really different things. And the bridge between those two things, that's what willpower really is. Have you ever thought about that? I think we all know, we've heard the term willpower. What is it really? And the more I thought about it, it really is closing that behavior gap. And closing that behavior gap between what I know and what I do more consistently. So I guess you could say that willpower is the actual habit of doing what you say that you were going to do, honoring the things that you say are most important, and knowing what matters and then doing what must be done in service of what matters. So the problem isn't necessarily knowledge. It's not necessarily being clear about it. It's not that you just haven't stumbled upon the right book or podcast or whatever. It's the execution. So it's the actual doing. It's the gap between what our values are and what we actually do. It's the gap between what we intend and our actual actions. It's the gap between the life that we say we want and the life that we're actually living and actively building. And that gap exists because our attention is just constantly pulled towards other stuff, towards stuff that's salacious or surprising or just louder. Bang. Like, oh, you hear a loud noise, you're going to look over there. You hear something terrible, you're going to look into it. And there are loud, terrible things constantly happening. And unless we are actively and consciously making sure that we are ignoring the stuff that doesn't matter in service of the stuff that does, then the stuff that doesn't matter, the trivial many, will eat up all of your resources. They will consume all your time, all your attention, all your energy, and all your money. If you think about what willpower is, it's a lot of things, but it's very simple. It's the ability to act according to your long-term values, wants, rather than your short-term impulses. Think about it from a personal financial lens. I remember my grandpa told me years and years and years ago, it's like, I can tell you if you're going to be financially successful or not. Can you save money? If you can save money, you're probably going to be financially successful. If you can't, if you spend everything they earn, you're going to have a hard time becoming financially successful. So it's the ability to delay gratification. It's the ability to choose the future that you want over this moment right now. It's being able to say, I know it matters, and I'm going to act like it actually does matter, even when I'm tired, even when I'm scared, even when it's inconvenient, even when it's uncomfortable, even when nobody would know if I, you know, hit the eject button. What willpower is not, it's not perfection. It's executing. It's living in alignment with what I said that I want and what I really want, and actually doing it. And every one of those things that we said were important at the beginning, they require small, daily, little acts of willpower. We're not talking about the Hail Mary at the end of the game or the buzzer beater that wins the game for our teams or ourselves, for that matter. It's the little acts along the way. It's choosing to put your phone away when it's 6 o'clock at night after dinner or during dinner, and spending time with your kids. It's playing a board game and reading a book with them instead of watching TV. It's choosing to peel myself off of the couch or out of bed and go for a run or go to the gym. It's going back and it's saving the money versus spending it. And it's just choosing what you decided over what somebody else is deciding for you. So almost everything that is meaningful in our lives requires the tolerance of some discomfort. It requires the foregoing of something that would be pretty awesome right now. Eating that cake sounds pretty awesome right now, but it's not going to, you know, 2 hours from now, I'll be pretty upset that I did that. You get the idea. So it's not, willpower is not some abstract, impossible trait. It really is the exercise of doing what matters. That's what it is. It's a guardian of what really matters.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
And again, there are so many pulls of our resources away from what we decide it really does matter. Modern life is exceptional at that. It's dominant at kicking the crap out of your willpower, because not only can I buy something, I can have it show up almost immediately. I can watch any show that's ever been produced right on my phone. I can get the dopamine or the feedback or whatever that I'm looking for. And people far smarter than I am, and probably you, have created mechanisms and the perfect mousetrap in the form of an algorithm or whatever to keep you locked into the thing that they want you to lock in on. I mean, 200 years ago, the forms of entertainment were few and far between. And now today, I mean, pick up your phone, you can satiate literally every impulse that you possibly could have. That's amazing. So it's not a surprise that that wins the day more often than it doesn't. It's not a surprise that our collective lunches are being eaten. And, you know, if you don't believe me, just look around. We're all broke. We're all on a bunch of pills. We're all overweight. We're all struggling with mental health. We're all just kind of hot messes, living in chaos. And I think a lot of it is pretty simple, just because we're misallocating our time, attention, energy, and money. And without willpower, without some form of willpower, if we lose that, or if we're not awesome at it, we're just going to be carried along by the currents of life versus living intentionally and not allowing ourselves to just sort of drift or float through. Because when you drift along and you become, or you find yourself in the habit of just drifting along, you're going to feel pretty busy. You're not going to be aligned, but you're going to feel pretty busy. And the thing that you discover when you become a highly disciplined person, or you study highly disciplined people, is that they rely on willpower a lot less than you probably think, because these people have built structure. They've built habits and routines. They've crafted and curated environments that make the right choice a lot easier. The healthy food is already in the house. If you want junk food, you have to go out and get it. You've automated your savings. You maintain a personal budget. You track your cash flow. Your contribution automatically goes into your 401k. So what happens when you can structure that is that what must be done happens when it's supposed to get done, because there are those systems and those processes. When you got strong enough structure, willpower becomes a reinforcement instead of a constant uphill battle. So for thousands of years, and you look at why it is that people go through things like fasting, and why human beings have always kept themselves in physical shape, why meditation is a thing, why people have gone on pilgrimages, why we have rites of passages. They're not just some rituals that are not in place for a reason. They were exercises designed to help you become a more disciplined person. Each one of those things trained the same simple ability. I could stop doing this, but I'm not going to. And every time that you keep a promise to yourself, something really powerful happens. You can start really trusting yourself. When you know what matters, when you go through the exercise and you think about, these are the things that matter most to me, then you live like it matters. And willpower is the bridge between those two worlds. Willpower protects your time. It protects your attention. It protects your energy. It protects your money. If you don't have that, the ocean of nonsense, the trivial many, that will win the day. But when you have willpower, when you put it to work, the small decisions repeated consistently, that's how you build an extraordinary life. The future is going to be here, but the future that you want, that's not going to automatically arrive. It's not just going to show up. You have to build it. And you build it by making one good decision at a time. And willpower is that bridge between what I want, what I really have. So as always, do your part by doing your best.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.